Parshas Tazria begins very Daber Hashem al Moshe Lemor. God speaks to Moshe saying, Daber al Ishavot Lemor, Isha ki Tazria v'yaldo zacha v'tamash v'ashamim uvayom hashmini yimo v'sar alaso. The Torah tells us, after childbirth, if you have a male, on the eighth day, you shall have a bris milah. And the Gemara learns out, uvayom afilo v'shabis, you do a bris milah whatever day of the week it falls on. If it falls on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Yontiv, every day is the time for milah. And that's, of course, only a milah bizmana. That's only a milah on day 8. But a milah which is postponed, that can't be done on Shabbos or Yontiv. And a milah sheino bizmana. And in terms of a Ben Hashmasha's baby as well, a baby born during twilight, we're not sure whether it's day 8 or not. We don't do the bris milah on Shabbos, we do it on Sunday. So one of the procedures the Gemara tells us, we do many things. Obviously, when the child is born, the mother, they're all in a state of chola, they're all in a state of sickness, of danger. And therefore, we have to do everything to ensure the health of the child. So there are a couple of things which is mandated. So the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah tells us in the 19th parak of Shabbos, that machitin es ha-katan ben lufnei ha-milah ben la'ach ha-milah. You wash the katan before and after the circumcision. So they point out, before and after, and why did they wash the katan? Because it's a suffix sakana, it was a possible danger. You have to wash the child with hot water to stop the infection. That was the accepted procedure, bizman ha-mishnah, bizman ha-gemara. And we even machal Shabbos, we even desecrate the Shabbos for it. In fact, it's interesting machlokas, the Ramban and the Baal HaMor, in terms of, let's say, If you're about to do the bris milah, so everyone agrees if you did the bris milah and then the water got knocked over, so of course you have to heat up the hot water. You either get a non-Jew or get a Jew. You have to heat up the hot water because the child is in danger. What happens if you didn't do the milah yet and the water is spilled? So that's the machokas Ramban Balamor. The Ramban, she did. It says, "V'yom hashmini yimo basar Allah." So it says you should do the circumcision on day 8. And therefore, that's talacha, so you don't have to make cheshbonos. You do the bris milah and let the chips fall where they may. If you have to go ahead and heat up hot water, so let it be. That's the Ramban shita. And the Baal HaMor says, no, you have to make cheshbonos. You don't have to make cheshbonos the next month, but if you know by doing the bris milah, it's going to lead to heating hot water, which generally speaking cannot be done on Shabbos, you can't put yourself in a situation where you machnish yourself into a suffix sakana, in a case where I should say chilul Shabbos, and therefore the Baal HaMor says wait until Sunday, and that seems to be the psak of the machaber. Halacha l'maisa doesn't make a difference because there is no halacha l'maisa today. We don't do it. But either way, we'll go to that in a second. So we see bisman ha-gemara heating the water, washing the child before and after the meal was essential to the health of the child, so much so that one was permitted and obligated to desecrate the Shabbos if the child needed the hot water. Comes along the Beis Yosef, that's Rav Yosef Cairo, the one who wrote the Shulchan Aruch, in the 1500s writes, but during his day, the practice was stopped. Today, that we have other methods, antibiotics, septics, antiseptics, we have different medicines that work a lot better than the hot water. And the Beis Yosef writes, Bizman Hazeh, we no longer use the hot water, and certainly says, you can no longer machal Shabbos for it. So even though the Gemara says that washing the child with hot water is because of suffix sakana, but the Beis Yosef writes that Bizman has, during his time, certainly I don't know how much better, I'm sure they were a little better, but I don't know how much better the conditions were between the Beis Yosef's time and the Gemara, but certainly the time we have is in our time versus the time of the 1500s is a world of difference. And the Beis Yosef himself says during his time, there was no need to do the hot water. So the Beis Yosef is right, it seems clear to him, even though the Gemara says that if you don't wash the baby in hot water, it's going to lead to suffix, a kind of doubtful danger. However, the Beis Yosef says that it seems to be only a pure health issue. And apparently, how did they know that? It wasn't a Kabbalah. It wasn't a tradition from Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim or anything like that. And therefore, it was purely based on the scientists, on the doctors of that time. Since the doctors of the time of the Beis Yosef said it is no longer necessary, we discard washing the cotton. In fact, we discard it completely. We don't even do it during the week when there's no harm. But certainly, if it's going to lead to chilul, certainly it's something which is a potential chilul Shabbos, the Beis Yosef says we no longer do it. So we see, even though the Gemara said something was a suffix sakana, or the implications, nevertheless, if we see later on that it isn't, so at least in this area, if it's a pure health issue, we seem to drop that halacha, and therefore we can no longer machal Shabbos for it. In contrast to, we mentioned last week, the Gemara talks about killing lice on Shabbos. The Gemara says you can kill lice on Shabbos because she'eno pararava, and the Rambam elaborates, presumably the Gemara is saying you can kill lice on Shabbos as opposed to other animals because they believed in spontaneous generation. The lice came from schmutz and from dirt, and that's why they can. And yet, so there are those of the Pachad Yitzchak of Isaac Lomprente. He says, same way, since it's no longer true, science has disproved, Louis Pasteur has disproved spontaneous generation. So therefore, we throw out the halacha as well, and therefore one is prohibited to kill lice on Shabbos. Over here, we've been saying even more. That wasn't even a danger, but that was just the Gemara says. However, we accept most other posts to assume that, but the Gemara's halacha is true, that you still can kill lice on Shabbos. They have to come up with different reasons. But we see that the Beis Yosef writes that since it was seems to be a health issue, and therefore the doctors of his time said there is no health issue, hence they dropped the issue of washing the child. Another part of the Bris Milah that has raised a lot of controversy in our day is the question of Mitzitza. There are different parts to the Milah processes. The Milah is cutting off the foreskin. Then there's the Priya, there's revealing the membrane. And then, so those are the two parts. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Mavelo para ki lomo. If you did Milah without the Priya, or a Priya without the Milah, you have not fulfilled your mitzvah of Milah, whether it means Mavelo para means you fulfilled nothing, like some warn, or you haven't fulfilled your mitzvah completely. Either way, Milah and Priya are the two main parts of the circumcision. We know as well there's a third aspect, and that is the aspect of Mitzitza. The Gemara tells us that a mohel who doesn't do Mitzitza, doesn't suck out the blood from the child, you throw the mohel, you fire the mohel. Why is this a fireable offense? Why all of a sudden do we go ahead and fire some? If every little mistake, we go ahead and fire. So the answer is because here, apparently, because by not doing the mitzitza, you're putting the child in danger. And if any time you put the child in suffix sakana, so you get rid of him. So that doesn't say it explicitly. That's the implication from the Gemara, that mitzitza seems to be a pure health issue. The reason why we do mitzitza, that's how some Rishonim learn, that mitzitza is just purely for health reasons. And other Rishonim say no. Mitzitza is part and parcel. There's milah, there's priya, and mitzitza, sucking out the blood, is part of the, it's not just a health issue, which it does serve as, but it's also, perhaps some want to say, maybe it's halacha moshe mi-Sinai, but it's inherent to the mitzvah milah. So the Teferet Yisrael already raises the question, according to those opinions that say mitzitza is a health issue, then perhaps it should be no different than washing the katan, and therefore, just like we no longer do machitzas or katan, one can entertain today not doing mitzitza because we can find a lot of healthier, a lot of other more efficient ways to do the mitzitza. So therefore, to keeping the child healthy, and therefore there was at least raised the possibility. Lahalacha, no one says that. No reputable mohel will say not to do the mitzitza. So we assume lahalacha, we do the mitzitza either because it's part of the milah process, or because it's a health issue even today. Some say suffix sakana doesn't mean necessarily physical. Maybe it means suffix to become an apikaris, has spiritual impact. Or as Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Cook points out, and others, like, who says, how could you ever prove it's not a danger? I mean, have you done, well, some point out, they say, well, we see many non-Jews have done mila without mitzitza, and they seem to be very healthy. So, too, mitzitza isn't necessary. And who, others say, like, how could you prove that? Have you done a test maybe at the time they turn to 18 or 20? That's when they get sick. So it's hard to disprove it. But therefore, Rav Cook, by the way, he was a big proponent of doing mitzitza bepeh. He was into Kabbalah, and he felt mitzitza bepeh was inherent integral to the mitzvah milah, and therefore you go ahead and do the mitzitza. So we do mitzitza. In fact, however, the discussion today, how do you do the mitzitza? Because mitzitza bepeh, there are still those who do it, but those others raise health issues that today with herpes and other things are people who are dying from the circumcision. So that's a whole discussion in terms of whether mitzitza, depending which doctor you speak to, but the majority I've spoken to say it is a suffix sakana. And therefore, if you're going to do mitzitza, you should do mitzitza bekli. There still are those among the Hasidish, but now in the Hasidish circle, even the yeshivas, I think Rav Belsky from Torah Vadas, he also still does mitzitza bepeh. So that comes to an interesting thing. The whole purpose of mitzitza, the Gemara says, was for health reasons. And now some claim by doing mitzitza bepeh, you are causing harm. So therefore, many say that today we can do a mitzitza bekli. There's a way where we could avoid the suffix sakana, at the same time being in fulfillment of sucking out the blood. Others say, no, bedavka, you need a mitzitza bepeh. So that's a running machokes bizman hazeh. There are many who would not permit doing a mitzitza bepeh. Even, like I say, the story, the Rav, again, what the Rav would say today is something else. This is some 20, 30 years ago, when he used to say, I'm much more tolerant than my father. Meaning his father was Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Rav Soloveitchik's father. He said, if someone tried to do mitzitza bepeh, then my father would throw him out. He wouldn't even let him do it. I didn't throw him out. I still prefer mitzitza bekli. Perhaps maybe today, I don't know, maybe he would throw them out because today it's clear. So obviously, the people who say mitzitza bepeh, either they have to hold it's not a danger or it's not a proven danger. So my question to the mitzitza bepeh camp, and I've spoken to different people. I don't have an answer. Let's say it was established. I'm not saying it is. I don't know the medical details. My question is, if it was established that doing mitzitza bepeh is a suffix sakana, would they say still shomrei mitzvah yedirah talacha moshe mi-Sinai, even at the risk of death, you have to do it? Or even they would say that no, now you do mitzitza bekli. So I don't have an answer. I spoke to my nephew to speak to Rabbi Belsky, but I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but I'm still looking into the topic. But either way, the bottom line is any reputable mohel will do mitzitza, certainly mitzitza bekli. I say a minority still do mitzitza bepeh, and apparently they hold it's not enough of it's not a proven health issue yet to stop doing the mitzitza. So we see that regarding marchitin asakata, regarding washing the child, that everyone agrees we don't have to do. We have other ways of keeping the child healthy. And yet by mitzitza, it's not, number one, it's not clear it's a pure health issue. If it was, then maybe we could discard it. But many say mitzitza is part of inherent in the mitzvah milah, and therefore mitzitza stays for sure. Whether you do it b'kliya b'peh, that seems to be dependent on the different poskim.